is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Former President Jimmy Carter is being remembered around the country and the world. Maya Ellinger is one of many paying respects.
His legacy here in Atlanta, not just the Carter Center, but the way that he thinks about service is something that I've always looked up to and admired. And for me, he's part of the heartbeat of Atlanta.
CBS's Mark Strassman is in Plains, Georgia.
America will get its chance to say goodbye to Mr. Carter over the next 10 days. He is going to have observances in both Atlanta and in Washington, D.C. He will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol, and then there will be a funeral service for him on January 9th at the National Cathedral in Washington.
Carter will return to Georgia to be buried beside his wife, Rosalynn. In Times Square, New York,
3, 2, 1,
they've tested the ball.
Everything worked perfectly today. We're ready. Let's celebrate.
Jeffrey Strauss with Countdown Entertainment. They believe a million people will pack the area. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says,
since everyone will be in tight quarters, we'll have dedicated pickpocket teams patrolling through Times Square.
In Los Angeles, police searched for the gunman who wounded two people at a Target last night. It happened around 9 local time. One of the victims was a security guard, according to LAPD. The guard was unconscious and not breathing when they arrived. The other victim was conscious. Police believe the suspect was last seen running away. Northern California prosecutors have filed new charges against Matthew Mueller, convicted in the 2015 kidnapping of Denise Huskins, as seen in a Netflix documentary. The new charges are in connection with home invasion sexual assaults.
When I meet people that...
DNA technology has gotten significantly better since 2010, and so recently we've been able to find the defendant's DNA on that strap, which is not something that we were able to find in 2010.
Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen. U.S. aviation officials will assist in the investigation into the plane crash in South Korea that killed 179 people. BBC's Gene McKenzie reports from Muwan International Airport.
Both of the black boxes, they have been recovered from the crash site here, so the voice recorder and the flight recorder, but the flight recorder has been very badly damaged, and so experts are saying it might be many months before they can get the data off that. It's also taking time to identify the remainder of the bodies. Forensic teams are now taking DNA from some of the families. Many of them have been sleeping here at the airport overnight up in the terminal building.
The Pentagon has sent home to Indonesia Ridha bin Salah al-Yazidi. He was detained without charges at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba since 2002, when it first opened. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
College football playoffs resume with the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona.
Fresh off their first-round victory over SMU, sixth-ranked Penn State is back at it again tonight. They'll be taking on third-ranked Boise State at State Farm Stadium, and Nittany Lions head coach James Franklin couldn't be prouder of how far his guys have come.
It's a real college football program in there. And a college football program that everybody should be proud of, because those guys are doing it the right way.
Boise State enjoyed a first-round bye. Both teams will be battling it out for a chance to play in the Orange Bowl on January 9th. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
The FAA is investigating after a private jet carrying the Gonzaga University men's basketball team nearly crossed a runway as a Delta flight was taking off at LAX on Friday. The plane was ordered by air traffic controllers at Los Angeles to stop. Nobody was injured. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a chance of a rain and snow mix, mostly cloudy skies, northeast winds developing, lows in the lower 30s. On Tuesday, snow is likely mixed with a little bit of rain, little to no accumulation though, cloudy skies and highs in the upper 30s. It's 39 at our studios.
Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the fly? Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot, it didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose's cooked, our reputation he shot.
But you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now. Tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
California dreaming, California dreaming, on such a winter's day.
lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Just to keep a job, I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. Without you.
on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury.
everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
satisfaction. No satisfaction.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only
tonight we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. As you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me. We'll be right back.
does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about her
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine, so fine.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
CBS News Brief. The country's midsection will ring in the new year with an Arctic blast.
There's the potential of some very heavy lake effect snowfall, along with strong gusty winds, as a bitterly cold air mass begins to invade the U.S. to start off the brand new year.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says it'll be raining for the ball drop in Times Square, where security will be tight. Tributes are pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter. Habitat for Humanity CEO Bernadette Kelleher says Carter forever changed the organization.
The impact, I don't even think, can be measured. I'm not even sure you can go back and track it. He's inspired over 108,000 volunteers that we're aware of. I'm sure there's a lot we're not aware of.
Judith Goodwin remembers her church choir meeting Carter at a cafeteria in Plains, Georgia.
Jimmy Carter came over to our director, Jamie Garvey, and he bragged about her and the choir to the employees there at the cafeteria. And then he leaned over to Jamie and said, "Get the fried green tomatoes."
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Don Rosen starts the day.